as we said, where we last left off, we were trying to make, well, the party was racing for the pens, the different pens, and there are six of them, and this is the Battle Royale. There's a fuss in the crowd, people bidding constantly, trying to figure out what's going on, trying to figure out how people are getting knocked out so quickly, but why there's so many people at the gathering currently. The Battle Royale usually signifies a larger round of the gathering. From the murmurs of the crowd, the party is determined the gathering never really ends. It's a continuous ongoing thing. Like a tournament that just keeps on going, prizes awarded, and then starts over. But this round, pretty big. This round is pretty big, and there's a lot of people here. But this Battle Royale is unseen. The speed of it, absolutely insane. The judges are trying to calm down the crowd, who some of them are shouting that they've been gypped, that they're you know, this has to be rigged. This has to be rigged. There's no one who can stop. Who can stop others at this rate. With the pools being scrambled, the only way that the fighters, whoever's doing this, must be buying in thousands upon thousands of chops to buy handicaps, buy into specific pens, things like that. This gives you an idea of how the Battle Royale works.
Okay.
Various things, boosts, handicaps, things like that. Although, you get the feeling that this is how everything at the gathering is. You buy handicaps, you move on, you get hurt, you might get rezzed by a teammate, you might be rezzed by a partner, someone like that. But it's all chops flowing in and out. And if you win an event, sure, you're going to win something. But it's really the bidders, often in the casino, that are putting the money in or donating to you for the sake of their own entertainment. It's a huge economy of chops. The judges, usually in their black robes and just nondescript, and of course, huge glasses, binders, and everything, and they're just like, please, please, we're trying to work it out, we're trying to work it out. You hear loud party music that you thought you left behind, and the direction it's coming from, it looks like the tent itself is approaching you.
What tent? The of the casino?
The back of the casino feels like it's moving forward towards you. And the crowd is not pushed, but it's closer and closer and closer.
Ladies and beat of bugs.
As arbitrator of the casino, I, Gortog, have a statement to make.
Is that who I think it is? Yeah, it is.
This has been a strange occurrence. And we, the stockholders, the broth holders, and the holders of holders, have decided to make a little bit more interesting. What we will do is delay all battle royales until tomorrow. I'll get some rest. The biggest competitors can walk again. No charge. And we want to see the big names fight it out. Now you small fries, but the bids are big. And you get to see the best fight. Now what do you say to that? The crowd is roaring. It's like, this is actually kind of entertaining. There's going to be a weed out process. How long did you last in the last few rounds of Battle Royale? And if you are very big, you could feasibly buy in into the next round. But this is already like a closed round. You have to be ridiculously wealthy to buy into the next round. Murmuring the crowd saying, well, yeah, you know, it's probably for the best. I didn't want to just lose instantly anyway. And I want to see
what we're up against. Who is this? What's going on? That's the kind of murmurs that you hear from the crowd.
Is it possible to start talking to somebody below me?
I mean, if you float closer to them.
Yeah, I'm going to come a little bit closer.
Not too much. Hops off.
Okay.
As you see the ground approaching.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, about how many chops is he talking about to buy in, or, you know?
Well, I don't know. I'm just thinking saying about. I can't select it. I have about 300,000 chops. And I would just buy it for myself.
300,000 chops? How many do we have? Jeez.
I have a decent amount.
In the opposite direction?
No, I mean, it's still a big number, though.
Yeah, man, I can buy. We can. Our party over here, we can buy them for two people. We have about 1 million chops.
A million chops.
I mean, yeah.
So, that's only two people?
Why not just give us your chops?
Nope. I'm gonna bet on someone.
That's dumb.
That tall woman, she's...
She's pretty gross. How about you give me your chops, and I give you a high five.
Eros. Is she a comedian? She's not very funny.
Eros, I have a better idea.
You got lots of it.
Now...
Ever wants to move towards Gortog. How far ahead? How far is that?
If you try to move towards Gortog, it's like you get pulled there instantly. He's standing there on like a kind of platform jutting out of what looks like a part of the casino. Like, you thought you left it at like, you know, half an hour behind. But from this position, you could reach Gortog if you need to.
So, ever gonna go over
it's like his belly is
never really been through, though.
He pulls something out of it, and he's just kind of...
Ever's, like, kneeling on top of...
The rocks.
Yeah. And
Carlos is riding with him.
Yeah. Looks down at Gortog.
As is, Kuro. Is he not?
Yeah.
On the... Yeah,
no,
the rocks, the moving rocks.
Yeah. Alright, so we're now over with Gortog. Hello.
Ever.
So why did they change it this time?
Big things happening.
Who?
Mr. Gortog, who are the big ones you were speaking of?
There are a bunch of people, you know.
Stores whatever you coughed up in his pocket.
I can't. Really say.
Why?
A little nerves.
It's a matter of money, security. You know the deal.
Confidentiality.
Of course. When you bid money, you can't just tell everyone who bid. You can't just tell everyone that you did.
Mr. Gortog, who are the competitors in the Battle Royale who are presently dominant?
I really don't know. To be honest, I just got here. But no matter, it's,
I felt some extreme divine energies.
Well.
What would you surmise?
I think that I should use a stronger deodorant, then.
Not from this direction. From the direction of the pens.
Well, maybe I should get some of my stuff out of them pens, then.
You can tell very easily, passive insight, Gortog is avoiding all questions.
Okay.
He's shifting and nervously looking around for something.
Well, if you stop by the casino, I have some business to attend to in a bit there. But I can't talk right here, you see. Everyone can hear.
Oh, I see. There are things that you can't say while other people are around, but maybe you can tell us later if we go see you.
You're such a kid. Shut up.
Just okay. Tell us now.
You're not there.
You're not over there.
Alright, I start going to try and find them.
Now, Eros, listen.
Are there any questions? Like, there are a bunch of questions, and he answers them with
the same vague answers.
Mm-hmm. Where are we?
Things about buy-ins. He does announce that the buy-in is 500,000, and there will be a handicap. Each person in the Battle Royale will have a handicap placed upon them, a limiter, and they can buy out of that.
Oh, okay.
On top of buying in.
So a person can choose to buy in, but everyone, no matter whether they buy in or they are selected, will have this sort of handicap. Okay.
Why?
It's interesting. Yes. Now listen, Eros. We need, theoretically, if we find no other way to get in...
Do I have the...
Headset.
We're going
I
to
do
need
too.
To...
Yeah, you have a headset.
Okay.
We're going to need to
I
figure
poke
out
it.
A way to... Ah! Let me turn this down. We need to figure out a way
how
to unload the shops.
Hmm?
We can probably keep Pete in events tonight.
See.
Get people to bet on us a lot.
You talk.
Yes?
Straight into the microphone.
Yes? My ear is talking very loud. I apologize if you may hear it.
But do you see?
I do not see.
Hello?
People will bet on us, and they will give us
Hello?
The chops without
I cannot
convince them.
Testing.
Focus.
Testing.
Hello.
I'm
going
to go with you.
Testing.
Hello. Does it work when I am upside down?
Okay. Let's do it.
I turn my
Whatever it
back
is
back.
That you wanted to do.
Okay. Turn the microphone back on.
Hello.
Oh.
Wait.
I believe you can talk into it directly, but normally, like I am. Ha 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 ha.
I hear.
Oh, sorry, put it in the spot.
Are there people in here?
Yes. No, not in here. This is a communication device.
Oh.
Just use it as normal. Carol's.
Where are you?
I am on the opposite side. Here. Okay, we're all. Let's meet up near. Well, I'm gonna head towards Gortog. Are you over there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're gonna head over there. So everyone, get on the disc. We're gonna head out.
I'm already on the disc.
Yes!
Alright, we'll start flying towards Gortog.
When you try to fly towards Gortog, it feels like you're pulled towards him. Despite the fact that he's
retreating. Oh, this sucks. What's going on?
You're now with the rest of the party.
Does Eros see
Hello.
Gortog? Eros feels disappointed.
Alright. So no more battle royale for us tonight.
I do not know.
Doesn't seem
like
we're
having
a
good idea.
Wait, can we review how many chops we each have?
Yes, we have. We have a great amount, fantastic amount actually. The stranger has 1,278. Hugh has 1,349. Kuro has 1280. Ever has 1313. And Eros has the most with negative 8,710.
I'm freaking great. I got the biggest number.
You have the biggest number in the opposite direction.
Which is still a direction.
Which is still the opposite direction. That simple. Now, according to the people that I've been talking to, it seems that we probably won't have enough to buy in. We're gonna need to earn those chops another way, if we're thinking about buying in.
Why do we need to buy in?
Well,
there are other things we could do now, right?
Definitely. But I want to figure out who's competing. And I think if we can get to that battle royale, we have a chance of winning this thing.
Do you believe we have a chance of winning the battle royale?
I do not want to be one of those burned bodies.
That's a good point. But I think...
Sometimes when I stand outside too long, I become burned. It is not quite that bad, but I do not like it nonetheless.
Here's an idea, then. We don't compete tomorrow in the Battle Royale, and we watch the whole entire thing. We get there early, and we figure out who we're going to be up against. If they have a second round or a third round, and we can buy in then, and somehow make up the chops to do so, then at least we have a strategy going in. How does that sound?
Yeah. Let's do it. I'm with you.
What did I say?
Okay. Don't worry about it. Kuro? I forget what you say sometimes, but I can't keep telling you.
I would like to collect information on the other
people. Ever's looking around for the information table. Again, the lady that they talked to or whoever?
Any of the judges or something? There are several around. They also seem kind of networked in a way. That they're constantly muttering into things, and then talking, and then muttering, and then talking.
Okay.
Honorable Judge.
Ever goes over to him.
Yes.
Honorable Judge.
What's up?
When does the Battle Royale begin tomorrow? What time?
Oh, Gotal wanted to be there, so probably 3 p.m. Maybe 11 a.m., depends if he sleeps or not.
I check the celestial timepiece and try to figure out the time right now.
It looks like it's about 6 p.m. where you currently are.
Okay. Can I run a simulation to see if there's a time difference between the gathering and... Well... First of all, did I know anything about staying within the gathering's area? Is it possible to have lodgings in the gathering?
No.
That's the thing. Okay.
The gathering is, like, you could, but someone would probably just... You would pitch a tent, maybe. Someone would just take all your shit. It's really like an open campground.
Yeah.
Looks like Carnival is where most of the lodgings are and where most people are staying.
Looks like we're not resting tonight, guys. We gotta make sure that we're here.
Couldn't we just sleep in the vault?
Everlyn's over and asks the judge.
Eros, it works the opposite direction.
I don't understand how you win.
The gathering?
Like your chops.
Oh.
Eros understands.
Lots of chops, lots of people cheering for you.
And then what do you get?
What do you get? Well, you get a couple of prizes. Some of them are more valuable to some than others. For example, a group that wins gets their own tent. They're top performers, undoubtedly. No other people would be here and succeed so well. The tent is accessible from anywhere, absolutely anywhere. No matter where they are, they can come back to that tent and be here in the gallery.
Where's Eros?
Eros is
back with the group.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, he's kind of with me. Yeah.
Why does everyone want to win the Battle Royale?
Battle Royale signifies who is the toughest and the strongest, generally speaking. Now, it's usually the people who rank top or close to the top, or the top seeded. You'll notice that Smoke and Mirrors has been in every pen. Every single pen. They have not come up first yet.
They haven't been first.
They have not. They have at least 20 members in each pen working together.
20 members of Smoke and Mirrors?
In each pen, at least.
Any information whether they're, like, identical or they're all different or...
Oh, it's a fantastic group.
Wow.
I couldn't tell you more.
Oh, sure, sure.
That's technically against the rules. But I want you to be aware that if this is your group, it's a handful.
Mm-hmm.
Carlos waves. This guy doesn't know Carlos. Smoke and Mirrors outnumbers you quite a bit.
You said six... I know there are, like, six pens or, like...
Six main pens with some lesser pens to throw in. But those were wiped too early. Those pens didn't even make it out.
That's 200 people.
Yeah.
No, there's got to be some trick.
You think so?
I mean, yeah. I mean...
Maybe they use smoke or mirrors to disguise their numbers.
In other words, magic. Illusory magic. Indeed. That seems most reasonable to me.
Yes, Q. Indeed.
Now, of the most interesting...
Thank you.
There are a lot of prizes at the gathering. One is a tent. This is a huge deal. The resources of the gathering are yours essentially forever. Until the gathering falls. Never really falls. But, second is the master class. From any other performer. You may request the master class, and when that master returns. Request a master performer, essentially, or performing group. When they return to their tent, they have your request, and they will likely fulfill it. It will cost them no time, no effort whatsoever. But you get a master class in any performance that you are looking for, particularly. So if you want to be the world's best womanizer, there are multiple tents for that. If you want to be the world's best whistler, kazoo player, world's best drummer, world's best little drummer boy, anything. World's best sword swallower. These are all basics. There are some more specific ones. World's best body swapper, for example. For master classes, chances are.
Body swapper.
Sure. I'm sure you can find some.
Your Honor, which direction are these tents?
You can always visit.
Are they available now?
Yeah. Just look for them. Just look for them and try and head in their direction. You're going to find that's how things kind of work here. Kuro sees like a weird tent in the distance with a lot of things going on. They're like goldenish tents.
I believe we have time to visit these.
I think so too. Here. I'll catch up with you guys. I gotta ask him a couple more questions.
Okay. I'll proceed there.
Okay.
I am right behind you, Q.
Your mustache is tickling my neck again.
I'm very tickling your neck. Is this better?
No. No, it's not. No.
Would you like this cotton candy?
No, I don't.
It is scrumptious.
That's...
Yes! Try this cotton candy. Try this cotton candy.
So, excuse me, I have a couple more questions.
Yeah, of course.
The next event, it seems like we're probably not going to participate in the Battle Royale, but what seems to be the next event lineup and stuff like that? We're not too familiar with the gathering.
You should expect nothing to go right. The events change at any given point, but...
Okay.
This sucks.
I suspect the next one you'll be able to get into is ropes.
The hell is that? What is that?
Come on.
Can I sign up now?
Yeah.
Don't sign up. It's probably a trick.
Can we just go find it and do it? Or do we have to sign up?
You gotta be signed up. Mm-hmm. If you interfere, that's a charge to your account.
Kuro, my man. If I may be,
I read you, Q.
No.
I got your back.
Okay.
I read you.
You want to touch my lap?
Ooh, can we, I'm going to sign the group up for a challenge.
Which challenge?
It's called ropes.
A ropes challenge?
I think so.
Yeah, it's probably bullshit.
Do you know your knots?
My what?
Your knots.
My knots?
Not really.
What kind of knots?
I suspect it's climbing ropes.
Got big
knots. So, athleticism, stuff like that.
Square knots.
Square knots.
Yep.
Round knots.
Blue knots.
You have both of those.
All of them.
Yes.
Very good. Rope should be fairly easy.
Okay, but that's what
it
we're going to do.
It seems Eros is proficient in ropes.
I'm going to sign the group up.
Do we all do it?
I guess so. It's a team event, right?
Judge Man.
Hey, what's up?
This is a team event?
Yeah.
It is.
Cool. What does the team do in this event?
Can't tell you.
I don't like this guy.
Well, we don't really know much about the Battle Royale.
I'm about to threaten him.
Don't do it.
5 seconds.
Don't do it. Can I see your crossbow? It's got a mark on it.
Mm-mm. Where's Carlos?
Carlos is just riding on with Ever. He's been
cooking boxes.
He's watching a lot of things. He keeps making hand gestures that are really weird looking. He keeps watching and all things very excited, but keeps making weird hand gestures. They're not spells. You can tell that.
How far has Kuro made it towards the tents?
Is Arrow ever driving them basically to the tents? Was Ever staying with the judge?
I think Ever was with the judge.
Ever stayed. Ever didn't move.
Since the crowds have thinned, Kuro's maybe about, a couple more minutes walk to the tents. But it feels like it's being pulled towards you. Like it's growing in the distance far faster than it would normally if you were just walking. Mm-hmm. But you're just walking.
Get under this, guys. We're heading to Kuro. Oh, Judge.
Yeah?
We're going to sign up. Sign up at the puzzle party.
All right. Would you mind pulling a card? He fans out a deck of cards very easily. Flips the deck. It shuffles itself midair.
Take it easy now. Okay.
Hand him back the card. Can I see it?
Yeah.
It's your lucky day.
What do you mean?
The sign-up is free. The card flips back into his deck. And puts it away.
What's the trick?
The trick?
Yeah, he's just good at it.
With the deck?
No.
I don't understand the question.
It being free?
I don't like this.
Well, I mean...
He has brain damage.
I can tell.
We're gonna go now.
Some of
Thank
the best
you.
Performers, honestly.
One arrows. We have women to see.
Yeah, right. That's what you always say. There's never any foxy foxes. Come on.
Is Eros looking around for foxy foxes?
Eros is looking around. Always looking around. He's always alert.
Roll insight.
Nine.
The crowd keeps looking, the crowd around you in general, men, women, otherwise, occasionally glance in a direction and stare, a very familiar stare to you.
Where are they looking?
Distance kind of headed towards the casino.
Alright guys, we're heading to the tent now. Hop on, Arrows.
Yeah, I'm here.
Come on. I copy you, Q.
Hmm?
Copy you. Roger.
You're already moving to the tent.
You're already moving to the tent.
We're coming.
Okay, we're on our way.
I am copying Q as well.
This is a disaster.
These things are
just worthless.
What?
Why do we even need them?
The earpieces?
Yeah.
They're going to be handy.
No.
Yeah, that's how we communicate in the labyrinth.
No. No, oh, they're more problem than...
Here it is.
They're not worth it.
I can just walk away. I can just go on my own. And then I can just get out of here. And then go back home.
Why do I bother? Are we at the tent yet?
Okay, yes. You've reached the tent.
We're going to go catch up with Kuro. Is he... Kuro, are you inside the tent?
I'm over here.
Oh, man.
I'm over here.
Is like more, it's more like a tent circle.
Oh.
Hey. Save the paradise. Hey. I don't know why I said that.
It's really odd of you.
It's strangely silent here. Just like at the entrance of the circle of tents. But you see tents lit up by various people just sitting around tents, kind of like bobbing their heads.
Like they're listening to music?
Like they're listening to music and things.
What the hell is going on here?
I'm
going
to approach one of them.
You hear a really high-pitched thing.
Oh! Mm. Oh!
And these guys are just sitting there going like this.
Oh my god. What was that?
Man, don't you know the voice?
The voice of what?
Von Johnny.
What? Who? God.
Johnny Von Johnny.
I never... No.
This is the worst day of my life.
What's wrong? You hear the music too? Did you just hear that?
The voice.
It's gonna break my ears.
No. You just gotta settle in. You notice the guy's wearing earplugs. You gotta settle in. Real.
You seem familiar with this... performance.
Real enjoyment.
Wouldn't call it that.
What do you mean? Have you seen this guy before?
I feel like I want to dance.
No.
This guy just got this beard and it's just dangling right down here.
He's just screaming.
And he's got like really tight shorts. He's just a really old man. It looks like he's been here for a long time.
So it's like Rip Van Winkle wearing hot pants? Is he wearing a tank top too? That's really
No, he's not wearing any shirt.
Wait, he's wearing earplugs too?
He's wearing earplugs.
Wait, but aren't you wearing earplugs?
Man, they attune me to the sounds.
What are you saying?
Huh?
This guy's pissing me off.
Can you not hear my voice?
0%. Oh, man. You're gonna die.
Are you a lip reader?
You're gonna die today, my man.
The sound.
We're leaving.
No.
There's
no.
Absolutely nothing here that we can use.
You know something, and you're not telling me.
I don't know sound. If I know anything.
What do you mean you don't know anything? Do you know this Johnny Von Johnny?
We need to leave.
You
right
seem
now.
To know this Von Johnny.
I've seen the look
we,
in your
are
eyes.
Are we in danger?
We need to stay until he tells us.
Oh, man.
I've seen the look in your eyes.
Eros, this is a very serious matter.
You've heard the voice.
Do you see
before.
How seriously I'm taking this?
Yes, I am.
Are we in danger? Eros?
Yes.
I do.
I'm in danger. I'm always in danger.
Why are you in danger?
With just you guys.
It's just screaming.
I'm always in danger.
He's
I know it's terrible.
Is this
very well
happening? Deep. Yes, you're right.
So
this is the worst.
Do not let your guard down.
Roll. Everybody roll, Will.
I got this.
Eros
guy
will certainly fail.
What's the modifier that we add to that?
You add your, like, you take your will,
yeah,
minus 10, then add that to your thing. Basically drop the first digit, Dylan, if you want to. What's your will score, Dylan?
21.
So you add 11 to it.
Wait, no, that's not my will. 28.
Okay, so it's,
You
were
28.
20. I got 20 of will.
I rolled a 1, so I got a 19. But I did crit fail.
Ever wants to leave right now.
23. Kuro. That's 23 total.
17.
You try to...
The hill that Ever's perched on kind of dips in the middle and then closes around.
Ever.
Turn out, we gotta go.
Ever?
No.
I like the sound, but I cannot hear it.
Okay.
Eros takes a minus 15 to his roll.
Oh, yeah, he's gonna... He's like 2.
Why is everyone leaving?
The hill begins
Eros
to
leaves
move.
What's the what's
Ever's
the
walking way inside this
I got,
mound of ground?
I got a 20.
Crit?
No.
Okay. You feel the urge to move too. Out of the area.
Actually, it's not a bad idea anymore, guys.
Eros, who's this Von Johnny?
Eros just is Kuro still there?
Is he an old enemy of yours?
Kuro's following you.
Oh. Well, not really. I mean...
Ba-ba!
No. It's a complicated story, I think I told
now
you before. It's got...
Crumbles.
It's got... It's got...
Oh my god. Why are you still here?
I feel the energy.
Eros gets on the disc.
He's been touched.
We gotta go.
Wait a minute.
By the voice.
No, I haven't been touched by anyone.
Wait a minute.
He's been Vines touched by the
come
voice
from
you've
behind,
seen Johnny Von Johnny
grab
before.
Him
yeah,
and
so
pull him back.
Have you been cursed?
No. We talked about this.
Yeah, we talked about this.
Roll history.
We talked about this. 21.
Eros did tell the story about what he thought was the Demon Orc Wars, correct?
What he thought? I thought, okay.
We talked about everything.
Right.
Is there something you
recognize
did not
the
tell
name Johnny Von Johnny as being part of B Company?
Yeah. You've seen him before.
Johnny Von Johnny was your comrade, was he not, Eros?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could call him a comrade.
Why don't you
know
go talk to him?
Oh.
Did he become evil?
Listen, Eros. A long time ago, or actually not too long ago, we talked about you being... Well, I don't even remember anymore.
Eros is perturbed. I learned that word yesterday. It is a good word.
If
it
we
means
can get in
turned
there,
over.
No. If we can get in there and not have to hear things and not see, Old man. Skinny short shorts. Okay?
But we can get his earplugs.
If we knock him out. I can knock him out. From here.
We'll ask him.
All right.
Hello. Crow's walking back to the hippie guy.
Hippie short shorts.
Where can we purchase your earplugs? They seem of a good make.
I made them.
Out of what?
Oh, I see. You're a craftsman.
Yeah, beard hair.
Oh, no. What? Heros again leaves.
I see. You
use
natural material.
Absolutely. The thickened...
Wait.
The thickened materials wrap down. You take some dirt and you just rub them in.
Oh, you can do this with it. Wow. With plants.
How fascinating.
No, not his plant.
So
not
you infuse plant. The power of the earth in to...
Mm-hmm.
The fibers.
Can we see one of the earplugs?
Yes, hold on.
Into fibers. So
and that will allow you to listen to the recording.
In
why would
fact,
you touch that? Why would you touch that? Now we gotta kill you.
It's over, dude. So in effect...
It keeps it together.
You're contaminated.
Why would you touch it? Can you
put it back?
Can you, like...
Stop.
Can you copy this?
No.
You're combining your own
like
life
using,
force
like, plant
with the
fiber?
Power of the earth.
Gross.
Exactly.
It's not. It's gross.
My man.
Just.
My man.
Okay, so I'm still perched on top of my hill. A
he
little proboscis.
Don't come close to me. I will kill you.
You've been touched by the voice.
I've not been touched by anyone.
I try to recreate this earplug.
Roll nature.
Nine plus 16 is many.
Okay. You manage to pack a lot of dirt and vines to a small, small shape. It's small, it's very porous, and it looks like it'll stay together pretty well. I made a single set, but it's taken a little while.
Is it taking too long?
It's still made with dirt, though.
Wait.
I'm not putting dirt on
I'm gonna
there.
Have to...
It's encased in not dirt.
That's true, but I'm gonna...
Not dirt could be a lot of things still.
I'm gonna do it, guys.
What are you doing?
Q.
You should do it.
Q.
No.
I believe in you.
Oh, wait. Let me do the other part. I encased the other guy in a small hill.
Q.
Yes.
What does the scoundrel say?
Yes.
Eros refuses to answer.
About?
About Von Johnny.
So
what does the scouter...
For me?
Point the scouter in the direction of the tent.
So I'm putting the direct... I'm putting the scouter... I'm looking at the tent. And I'm trying to get a read.
I plug my ears and peek inside.
You see Johnny Von Johnny, track 17.
17 of what?
Question mark.
It's not even... It's just a recording.
I mean,
guys,
it sounds like him.
What's
so.
Inside the tent?
It's just some sort of recording device.
It looks like inside the tent is like a cot. A very old kind of military cot. There's a bunch of stuff. There's a couple pinup girls.
Nice. Foxes.
No foxes, but pinup girls nonetheless.
Yeah.
And then just the kind of thing you'd see in maybe like a, well... From a player's perspective, maybe World War I or World War II kind of bunker. Not bunker, but like light encampment. Just kind of very comfortable. But that kind of deal.
Mm-hmm.
There's a tuning fork that's very clearly broken. And the tent is wide open. You can see it from afar. There's like an orb in the middle that's just violently shaking.
Okay, that's enough.
Putting out the sound.
Q's gonna walk up to it and try to dispel it.
Dispel the orb?
Yeah. Just like turn it off.
No, Q.
Do you try to walk up to the tent? It's inside the tent.
Yeah.
Q, we are facing powers.
You walk to
far beyond
the front of the tent.
This?
And you can't reach
the orb.
Damn it.
Touch the voice.
No.
Touch
he's inside of a hill.
Yes.
He's inside of a hill.
He can't see
yes.
it? Can you see anything?
No.
Voice.
Don't worry.
He still hears it.
And Ross,
this is the worst day of my life.
This isn't Johnny Von Johnny. It's a recording of him.
And that makes it better? In how?
No.
In what way?
We can leave.
We can leave.
That's how it's better.
Let's leave.
Let's go.
So let's go.
Eros, tell me, how did Von Johnny fall
into
darkness?
As we walk away, the hill kind of crumbles around.
He was your comrade.
Ba-ba.
Lots of things happened.
Where
was
it going?
Big, you know, Wapadoo, you know, Dip-a-doo.
The Wapadoo and the...
Are you
spell the Wapadoo?
Are you walking in a circle?
Yeah.
There is a lot of tents here. It would have to
right,
be...
That's
you'd have to
diddly-do.
You'd have to look specifically
what?
For a certain tent to find it.
These things are what?
Yeah, they're the things you got to remember about my history.
I'm going to look... I'm thinking to myself, we need...
He's lying.
We need
about
charisma.
His history?
We need a teacher
yes.
that can convince
people. Oh, this is
people.
Brain damage. I'll process that.
Trust us.
What other tents are there?
There's so many tents, you'd have to know exactly what you were looking
we
for.
We need somebody...
Ever goes to the next one. Over to the right.
Over to the right?
This way.
Ever is stuck between two tents.
Can't move.
Just can't move forward.
So wait, it's like a kind of like a thing? Like a ring?
Ever tries to
okay.
go the other way.
Hi! How's it going?
Ever just keep talking.
He was thinking to himself, we need somebody who can teach us how to trust, get people to trust us more. Increase the betting on the chops.
The party feels drawn to a tent that doesn't have anybody sitting next to it. The normal spotlights are dimmed. Very darkly, the tent is closed.
Hello? Anybody here?
I got this. Whose tent is this?
I don't know.
Alright, I'm going to sneak in.
There are no decorations.
I'm
going to
kill everyone inside.
No.
But who's
and then I'm
going to
steal all of it.
There's no door.
And we're going to wreck them all. Alright, here we go. I was going to do a dodge roll.
Stop
towards
him!
The tent.
Towards the tent?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ready? Okay, we're all behind you.
Okay!
Girl,
46.
Ever makes the ground bumpy. Are you trying to roll?
We should just make a hill and it goes up.
Just
and
whoop.
Go
ever
back.
Roll.
Girl
roll
also
another,
help the...
Roll another d6.
20.
Another d6?
Four.
Okay. Girl will also make the bump.
Okay.
Roll
another
d6. You can do
that. Roll another d6.
6.
So that's 30.
Eros takes 30 damage.
Nice.
As he slams into the front of the tent, as if it's a completely solid force field structure.
Damn.
30 damage?
Yes!
Dude, you
I will go next. Perhaps if we headbutt it together... We will be able to enter.
No,
stop.
Probably that's a good
this
idea.
This does not make any sense. Eros, what did you do with that? This is very obviously... The stranger is pointing out that the tent is closed, therefore no one is there, and obviously no one can enter the tent.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This makes perfect
the
stranger, sense
to
the stranger.
Whose tent do you believe this belongs to? What sort of person?
A great... Yes. If you listen carefully, you can be persuaded to.
Leave?
Buy lots of food.
Like a merchant.
You never make any sense.
There's no door here.
Uh-huh.
No, not
and
buy lots
no
of food.
There's no door.
Skip school.
You just say... Knock, knock. Ever stands by the tent and says, knock, knock.
There is no answer.
There's no answer. No one's home.
I do not believe there's anyone here. I also do not believe that there are any recordings of this.
Okay, Eros,
I suppose we come back another time, then.
Eros stands up and shoots a tent, like, 5 times.
The bolts fly into the tent. No problem.
What?
I have an idea.
Okay.
I'm about to do a cue moment right here. Listen to me right now.
What's a cue moment?
Here we go.
Begins to walk away.
He's going to try and bring.
Okay, I'm going to put...
That's dangerous.
The smallest person...
He might break it.
I'm going to put the smallest person we have on a bolt. Ever, come here.
I am ready to free fire.
No, no.
I am a bolt now.
And I'm going to fire you into the tent.
I am a bolt now.
Are you ready?
The bolt went in because it's not a person, but if I'm on a bolt, I'm still a person.
No, but you're also a bolt.
No.
I am a bolt.
I'm
watch
not.
Me bolt. Bolt.
It's so much easier when Q does this.
What do I do?
You brain.
Oh, hold on. Let me get into the Q moment.
Brain is not a verb.
Okay, guys.
Everything.
Well, it's time to do smart stuff, so ever come sit on my bolt.
What did you say? Eros.
Like this, ever. Come sit on Eros's
sit on your
bolt.
What?
That's... Yeah.
Come sit on Eros.
This is perfect.
Come sit on Eros's bolt.
This is fine now. This was so much easier
like
before.
Like this. Now fire me.
Okay.
That's gross.
Did it work?
No.
Okay. Well, it's a bad life.
Fire me.
I will definitely fire you.
You should, yeah, I think I personally think you should try to cue more often.
I will cue so often that it's just gonna be great.
I think you should cue more.
I do not know why this is not working.
It's very productive.
I do not think that anyone is home, and I believe this is kind of a
by the way,
sad
brain
place.
Isn't a
why
it isn't a verb. It's a,
because no
it's
one
noun.
Is home.
So it's
yeah.
Probably out
it's
getting booted
so
on.
Okay. No,
it is not
says,
like
so.
That.
Why not?
It is
then they weren't
sad
important
place.
Anymore.
And then I came to the tower, and then everything changed.
Okay, whatever you say.
It is a sad place, like a person has a house or a home it has not visited in a very long time, or perhaps never even known it was there.
What?
That's very sad.
It's very sad.
So that
can we talk to anyone who makes a little more sense, guys? Like
I do not make very much money, but this is a sad place.
What?
Ever looks around for any sort of marking or anything notable about the tent or the area.
How is Ever doing this? Does Ever just look very carefully?
Mm-hmm.
Does Ever listen or do anything else? Is it
look
just
and listen.
Look and listen.
Yeah.
Roll perception.
Kuro is standing at a distance trying to detect any energies coming from his tent.
Okay. Roll religion.
32.
You don't see anything, but you hear whispers. Kind of similar to what the stranger had said. Buy food, skip school.
Who buys food and skips school?
I mean, I did that shit all the time, but I wouldn't buy the food.
I mean, the stranger was talking about...
And various other things that a person would do in everyday life, but it's just kind of whispers. But it's not something that you feel that you're not hearing it, like you heard the Johnny Bon Johnny's
right.
voice.
Right.
You seem to be thinking about this.
Kuro senses a mild amount of divine energy coming from this tent, but it's almost as if it's a tribute.
No one's
is there
here,
anything
guys.
Familiar about it?
Roll insight.
2 higher than my last roll. So 34.
Ever is certain that he has never witnessed something like this before.
Okay.
Not familiar to him.
Uh-huh.
But maybe a few years ago, he had similar thoughts. But not
that's what I was wondering, like the content of...
The content of the thoughts, feels like somebody who was younger. Like a kid who just wanted to have fun and stuff.
Why are we all quiet? What's going on? Kuro, what are you thinking?
I do not like standing here. It feels like I am cluttering the area.
Shall we proceed to another tent?
I believe we should. Or perhaps we should see Gortok?
Don't say the name.
Gortog?
No.
Did I mispronounce it? Yeah. Gortog.
That's worse.
Gortog.
Gortog.
Yes, that is how he sounds. The stranger picks up a couple of rocks off the ground and puts them in. Gortog! That's there! Yes, in the. There, yes, I sound exactly like Gortog.
Why should we see Gortog, do you think?
I believe that Gortog did not want to talk in front of everyone.
Yes.
Yes.
He had things he could not speak of.
Yes.
Oh, when?
When we talked to him, and he said things, and then I said things, and then he said yes. And we should go talk to him.
I remember this. They were speaking in my ear.
Well, then by all means, go.
Yes.
Okay.
So, did he say where he was?
Casino.
Let's go.
Ever rides his hill and plays a sad song on his flute as they leave the sad place.
We're going back to the casino, guys. Get on, Eros.
All right, whatever.
Don't touch those books.
I'm just trying to move them over. I got no room over here.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you can't do that.
Eros pushes some of the books just right
off.
They
come back. It's just like, it's like an accordion. It's just like...
You're making swift progress towards the casino. It's just in the distance. Like, immediately after you leave the tent kind of circle, you make a beeline directly for the casino. Oh, look, it's directly across.
We're making a beeline.
No, we're not.
Buzz, buzz?
Nope. No buzz, buzz.
Are we walking in the other direction? Why is it over here?
I don't think it matters.
Yes, that makes many sense.
Actually, that does totally make sense.
Yes. Let's go.
We're going to go through the portal back into the casino.
Yeah. The progress is swift and you make it back to the portal.
Ever walks right over to Gortog.
Gortog is looking a little frantic. So, all right. Hey, I was about to head out, but, what's up?
What's wrong with you, bro?
I need to get going. I need to get going. It's a long story, but did you have any particular questions I could answer right now, right this second, please?
Can we get into the Battle Royale?
You don't want to.
What?
You don't want to.
I don't want to.
You don't want to.
Who's in the Battle Royale?
You don't want to.
Tell us.
In the Battle Royale. You hear a roar, and a large stout man rushes over. Familiar looking. Rushes over to Gortog and knocks into him. It's Boltzmann. Gortog. You will tell Eros exactly what you did to him now. Gortog is like, I overcharged him. Boltzmann is like furious and he stamps. He just pulls something out of his pocket and slaps. Gortog is knocked on the ground. He slaps Gortog, leaving like a huge mark, throws it down. The same machine that he used on you.
Okay.
But like three or four different directions.
Bolts.
Just like.
I like bolts.
There's just like crossbows everywhere pointing directly at Gortog on the ground.
Alright.
Yeah. You're dead, forgiven. You see numbers going over your head. You're at about like 1200 or something.
Hey! Wait, I have less than I did before.
No, strictly you have more than you did before.
The minus sign means not.
You will tell Eros exactly
what is
going on.
Alright, there you go.
That's, Boltzmann goes like this. Enough of this. And he a bolt fires directly into Gortog's shoulder.
Take it easy, Boltzmann.
Alright.
Jeez.
Alright. Where we start?
given you just to reset it all. May have been a bunch of extra. Yes, go on. And extra things in the reset orb.
Is that why? Okay.
Buddy talks, and there was a bidder who asked me to. listen, balls, the other shoulder. Listen, I can't say who it was because I don't know. I don't know. Okay. It's just, it's, alright, just scry and spell, keep an eye on you, keep an eye on you guys, look, I didn't do anything wrong, alright, I told you to Renard, right, you didn't deserve it, but they told me to, right, they told
me to, Renard?
Make him mad, cause it was important, or something, I don't understand, man, I don't know. That's all I know.
Wait. Hold on.
You're a professor.
That's all right. Mm-hmm. That's the right way.
Let us not resort to such crude methods.
No, Boltz, it's the right way.
These are very fine methods. You will see.
Wait, Gortog. Are you
saying... have any questions for... Listen, no more. Please, Boltz. Please,
I got a bunch of questions.
I beg you. I'll tell him anything you don't. Fine. Boltzmann looks very tired, like he had been losing sleep over something. Then that is it. Snaps his finger and the bolts disappear from the shoulders. Pulls out a quiver and
boom, guys.
He pulls it out a quiver and tosses it to Eros.
Got you, bro.
You understand temporary healing, yes?
Yeah.
Temporary pain. Very good for knocking out enemies. Ah, yes. This thing.
That's right. Yeah. My man. We'll talk later, Boltz.
Boltz is the coolest.
Kulatari.
Yeah.
I may have been a bit passive recently. Come talk to me sometime. Perhaps tomorrow, after the battle royale.
Okay.
In the meantime, you may not know what your sigils mean. Yes?
I have no idea, actually. Yes. I keep writing them, but...
You may want to look further into them, or maybe their origins.
What's this?
This is clearly a book in Supreme. Carefully read it. It will take a lot out of you. I could only read 2 pages a day before I started to bleed at the nights.
You keep that one. That one's the not as good one. You got the worst.
Did he say bleed at the eyes?
Yeah, that's all you, bro.
I believe he said bleed at the mouth, but he may have said the eyes. Or he meant the chest wound.
Oh, boy. Thanks, stranger.
Q just puts it on the book of piles and just doesn't touch it.
You should touch it and see what happens.
No.
Okay, Gortog, listen.
Right.
And you know exactly what's going to happen.
Yep, I know exactly what's happening.
Okay.
Alright, listen, I don't know what else to tell you. I didn't send that card. You remember? That card with my name on it.
Okay, we understand.
I'm bringing a friend there. I will tell you everything if I knew.
Okay.
But I didn't send the card. I did the reset orb, did have the scrying spell.
Did, yes,
I'm sorry. It was given to me. I didn't make it.
So we're not being... observed right now?
Not by anyone but me. No, it's alright. It's alright.
You're observing us?
You're just keeping tabs on you, making sure everything's okay. Why? I was just told to make sure. That's why I told Vela when things went wrong. Please, I'm just trying to help. But the highest bidder, you understand? You understand? Please.
I kind of understand, but
everybody roll inside.
Twenty-seven.
A lot of this clicks. Gortog does not mean any harm.
Yeah.
But he does answer to the highest bidder. You can see, just, he is as powerful as he might seem, he is quite the coward, and he is extremely true neutral. And this is why he must have been chosen as the arbitrator for the casino, because he does answer to the highest bidder.
So I got 23, so I got something kind of vaguely similar. Like, he's telling the truth. Yeah,
everyone's gotten pretty much. Okay. That he's telling the absolute truth.
So that's real fear on his face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was real pain, and he absolutely means no harm. But it also feels like he was trying to talk, and then he was suddenly able to. Like someone had released the lock. But all he repeats is the highest bidder. Questions. Feel like I can breathe again.
What okay. did you say about Renard?
The man doesn't deserve it. I was told only to get the most violent member of the party. I'm sorry, Eros. I'm sorry. It's you. You resort to violence, and I greatly admire that. But
who doesn't?
To instigate something with Renard.
I do that anyway.
And that's all I know. When I saw things going wrong, I needed Velo to help.
How do these instructions come to you? What is the process? Are you able to describe to us?
I would not be able to describe it, because I do not know or remember. All I know is that a high bid was made, and it was not against any of my wards, so no harm is meant against you.
So, in other words, the orb that you gave Eros, part of that was like made him angry at Renard. Is that what happened?
Not exactly. I just had to poke him in the right direction, and I suppose that worked. But I hope everything worked out with Renard. I'm guessing.
Fortunately, yes. Yes. Could have totally went wrong.
I understand that. And I beg your pardon, but harm costs extra. Do you understand what I'm saying?
No.
Yes.
A bid would not be able to harm any of you or friends. I would be able to know if it was harm and delay the bid beyond its expiration date. That's the most I can do.
How long ago was this bid?
Before you arrived.
So you knew we were coming.
Before they arrived where?
Before they arrived in Charity.
Someone knew we were here. But we were coming.
They arrived in Charity.
Who could have... We gotta go see Seer. We gotta go see the, what's her face? The priestess.
I suggest you
don't... That kind of makes sense.
I suggest you don't head over there right away. You're going to need to see the Battle Royale.
Please. Don't understand.
You have to watch it.
You were telling us before that we shouldn't watch it.
You shouldn't be
in it.
You should watch it. Intently.
I see.
You need to find out as much information as possible about these folk. They may be related to what has transpired between us. There are some high numbers, high rollers all over Smoke and Mirrors. Their account is no illusion. There is money pouring in from all directions. From them.
Mr. Gortar, what do you know about Smoke and Mirrors?
It's a group of tieflings.
And?
Whence do they come?
They had to set up in several inns. Carnival, take up many rooms. Maybe a week or two ago. While you may not be very comfortable with flow of time here, you arrived in Charity no more than 3.
Okay. I don't get it. Why?
If you don't get it, I got nothing.
I can tell you, I would get a sense of the highest bidder for any sorts of bids. But Smoke and Mirrors has not made a bid with me yet.
You know who makes bids with you?
I can only detect who has and who has not.
What do you know of the Tower Lords?
I don't know of any bids from any sorts of lords of towers.
How about someone named Candy?
standing. I know of no bits. But I hear someone's here.
That ain't good.
Do you have a bid from a DA?
Hard to say. There are many initials there.
Is Carlos still with us?
Yeah.
He's just been listening the whole time.
He's, roll perception. Everyone can roll perception on Carlos.
Crit.
14.
30.
Carlos is imitating how Gordog stands.
But that's it.
It looks really strange because he's really skinny and it's like...
I get worried for a second, and I realize I'm like, no, it's okay. That's fine.
It's all that's happening.
That's fine.
But when Gortog talks, Carlos is able to talk in sync, but like, mouth. So
he's able to lip sync.
He's able to lip sync it
exactly
perfect.
Like Gortog.
That's so obnoxious.
Standing behind.
It's so obnoxious.
Thing.
He's not even paying attention to what's going on. He's just trying to focus on the craft. I look at him. I look back at Gortog and just shake my head.
The stranger is now standing behind Carlos, trying to imitate us.
Imitate Carlos.
The stranger has broken into dance, unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
And has failed this imitation.
We have nothing else to do except for wait for that battle royale. And then ropes. Whatever ropes means.
Ah, ropes.
Good choice?
Good choice.
For us?
Probably. You seem like the unexpected folk. I'm sorry.
What do you do?
What do I do?
With ropes.
Well, I tie up things sometimes.
The event.
Nah, the event. Oh my god, G-Tog. Come on, man.
Well, ropes is one of those ones where it's a big question mark.
Sure.
I mean, quite literally. I don't know what's going to happen in
it's
ropes.
It's a large question mark constructed out of ropes.
No.
Perhaps even. I have no idea what the event
maybe.
Is. Ropes is always a mystery. But you seem like a bunch of mystery solvers.
Gortog, what time do you believe the battle royale is going to start?
Well,
so it may arrive on time.
That might be useful.
It'll likely be when I'll be there.
Out of dirt?
When do you plan to be there?
Ropes
11.
Are made of plant fiber.
Don't be sarcastic.
Yeah, I was being sarcastic.
Very well, we will make our way to the pens.
You're lying.
Well in advance of 11. Do you have a suggestion for tents to visit?
Tents.
Oh, tents. There's a sad tent. Why is there a sad tent?
There are many sad tents.
Why are there sad tents?
When people have not been to their tent, or a tent has been erected in their honor after their passing, or if we do not know, cannot sense, but their spirit lives on. The influence of them, they may be alive, dead, or may have not existed in the first place. They may be only legend. But if you felt a feeling of sadness near the tent, then they have never visited, and they probably spoke and lived as performers. So it is a very sad occasion when you find a sad tent. What were you looking for?
We were just looking.
What were we looking for? We were looking for someone who could...
convince us, or teach us how to convince people a little bit better to trust us with their chops.
Than a negotiator.
Yeah, of sorts. Kind of. You know, it's kind of important to raise the bets.
It's very true to raise the bets.
I mean, sure, you don't want us to enter the Battle Royale, but we're going to need to buy in eventually, don't we?
Well, that is true. But ropes is a fun one.
Okay.
And, as an apology, Gortog starts fiddling with the thing, with the normal, like, lever thing. He opens up a panel and pushes a couple buttons. He adjusts very carefully. He adjusts the panel very carefully, and you hear him filling
Like a safe.
Not quite.
Oh, okay.
Eros, roll perception.
Solid 13.
You don't need to perceive what's going on.
Oh, no, don't use that one.
You recognize what he's doing. It's like he's trying to pick a lock.
Ah. He wants help.
Only I can do this. He really passes some stuff out to you.
What the hell is this?
A lack of hospitality on my part, made up. Please, understand the bids. When I took the position as an arbitrator, the bids were, they spoke to me. But now the how I live or die, I cannot refuse them. I can only delay. Past their expiration, perhaps. Maybe. If you excuse me, I must make sure everything is well in charity. Closes up.
What are the items?
Add the next three items of your wishes.
Ooh, yes.
The next three.
Yes. This should get you stacked up to, I believe we talked about level 12, 13, 14 items. So you, by the end of this, you should have level 12, 13, 14, 15 items.
Okay, so we have to get a 15 item.
Yes.
If we didn't get it.
You will likely not need it tomorrow, but you will need your character sheets and you will need to think about it. These packages may be hard to open. Or they may be unwieldy, or you might just not have time to get used to them. So assume that you're not going to have them for the next day at the gathering carnival.
Oh, this the last item.
The last, yes.
Okay.
Do you have your items already for?
I have the 13 and 14 items.
Right. The 15. Take your time on.
Okay.
We won't need them till.
All right.
The next session, next real session. The elf who you fought with earlier waves at you. No hard feelings, guys. Good night. Ooh, you just bought a lot, huh? Good hunting. See ya.
Jerk.
Seriously, watch. Bye.
Well, that's that.
I think Gortog is a nicer fellow than he likes to appear. What do you think?
I still like him.
He still smells, but I think you're right.
You do not have to like him. You simply must like his generosity. Ha ha ha. The stranger's juggling packages.
Alright, fair enough.
Can we head over to the ropes course? Or wherever ropes is?
Actually, we have not learned anything about ropes.
Well, I guess we're going to find out ropes? When we get there.
When is ropes?
When is ropes?
When's ropes? What?
When did you not sign us up?
I did.
When is ropes?
When is ropes?
I don't know.
Let's go there.
Let's go back and we're going to try to
where
go
is ropes?
Let's go.
You have to push your way through the crowd, which is primarily leaving. You see the judges packing up.
Is every...
Your Honor.
Everything's
Honor.
Done?
A moment. Moment.
Yeah, what's up?
A moment, Your Honor.
Hey.
Where is ropes? And when is ropes? And how? When and where are ropes?
Ropes is tomorrow, after the Battle Royale, the big event. There are going to be a lot of bleachers floating. I don't know if you guys like to fly.
No.
If you don't, there's some underground as well. And it's going to be... viewed from all directions, all angles, from all places. It's a big event. It's bigger than Mr. Gortog said.
That's fine.
I
guess we can leave.
When?
Tomorrow.
I guess we should post up somewhere.
That's exactly what we're gonna do. Let's head back to that inn.
What time is it?
I think And it's about, what time is it?
It's like 10.
It's 10 hours, guys.
Oh, that's a long conversation. Okay.
Well, we've been wandering around the gathering for a while, and then we saw Gortog. Time passes off differently.
Very well. Let us head back to Carnival.
Someone bumps into the bar. Hey, watch where you're going. It's a woman.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's no problem. Wait, are you Eros? And we're going to cut it there.
All right. Hopefully a foxy fox or something.
You're screwed.